Welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show. That, believe it or not, is not Jesse Romero on the screen. That is Matt Arnold. Matt, welcome to the show, brother.
Thank you, Terry. Great to be here, as always.
Yeah, well, I really enjoy having you, Matt. You know that for decades, you and I have been sharing one thing in common, that our love for our Lord and our love for our Blessed Mother and our Lord and the Blessed Sacrament. Those three topics have been key in our conversations.
Yes, and off the air as well as on.
Yes, absolutely. Today's show, folks, it's going to be a humdinger. Some real chivalry coming in at the end. But first, we're going to talk about the court permanently stopping the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, from locking down churches. And you're going to find out how much he had to spend to pay for the court costs because he lost, because Christians defended their right for worship. Also, another governor, but this time a governor who is actually supporting the right to life. And that's Governor Greg Abbott out of Texas. Unlike California, they just signed a bill to ban abortions when unbaby's heartbeat begins. It's the strongest heartbeat bill in the entire country. It keeps getting better, folks. A mom canceled her abortion appointment after a sign from God. Wait till you hear this story. This was 10 years ago. We're going to talk about 10 years after she made that decision with her daughter, what she sees now. Also, there's a pastor up in Canada from Poland. You've been watching it, I'm sure, on the internet. He's been released from jail the fourth time, okay, because he wants to keep his church open. And he has a message for America. Well, wait till you hear his message. You have to wait for this one. Even more, Arizona Senate passes a bill giving parents final say over their kids' sex education. See, in the past, in California, the parents don't have a choice.
That's right.
It seems that more people are standing up, and I'm sure glad they are. And Matthew, if we get to it, I want to get to it. The last story really was a man of chivalry. He's a man that was praying at an abortion clinic. And believe it or not, there was a family dispute between the girlfriend and him, not him, the boyfriend. They were going in to get an abortion. And the gentleman started shooting his gun at this woman. And the pro-life man was sitting there watching this going, wait a minute. He pulls out his weapon and tells the guy to drop your weapon. Well, later I'm going to tell you what happened. Yeah. That's a story that I really am proud that this man did that because he saved lives. Much, much more, but we're going to get into it a little later. But right now, I'm going to ask Matt to do what we call soul food, and that is the Bible. And this is really a beautiful chapter of the Gospel of John, chapter 17, 11 to 19. So Matt, could you give us the honors of proclaiming God's word, please?
It's my honor.
Yep.
Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one, just as we are one. When I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me, and I guarded them, and none of them was lost except the Son of Destruction, in order that the Scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you. I speak this in the world so that they may share my joy completely. I gave them your word, and the world hated them, because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. I do not ask you to take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. Mm. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I send them into the world, and I consecrate myself for them, so that they may also be consecrated in truth. Thus far the words of the Holy Gospel.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. You know, Matthew, the truth is what sets us free. I just love that reading, but I want to hear your take on it, please.
Well, first off, the couple of things jump out at me, and I know that there's something that you're going to talk about, so
yes,
I'll avoid that. But first off, this comes from the Last Supper discourse. Uh-huh. Right? It's this long prayer that our Lord prayed after the Last Supper, and was recorded by St. John. And there's so much in it. And of course, all of the Father and I are just like I am in you and you are in me, the call for unity, so many aspects. The one thing that really strikes me is, first off, his insistence that we be consecrated in the truth. that that the truth, as you said, is what sets us free, that God himself is truth. And that word to consecrate, he says, I consecrate myself for them so that they may be consecrated to the truth. To consecrate something means to set apart. And that's us. We are set apart. We're in the world. We're not of the world. We are set apart Amen. From the world, set apart to be holy. Just like the vessels at Mass are set apart. You would never use a chalice as if it were a common cup or a paten as though it were a common plate. It's holy. It's consecrated. It's set aside from the profane and from the mundane. And that's the way our lives have to be, Terry.
Amen.
You know, that's like the old saying goes, if Catholicism were a crime, and I'm afraid that, you know,
we're getting there.
We're rapidly approaching the day when it may be, but if to be Catholic it was a crime, would there be enough evidence to convince or to convict you? And that's the question that we have to ask ourselves today. All right.
Well said, Matt. The only thing I wanted to comment was the comment where it says, I guarded them. None of them was lost except the son of destruction.
Except the son of destruction. Who could that be?
Well, I'm guessing Judas. But my point to you is the Council of Trent made that clear also that mm-hmm. he was lost to hell. And I know, Matt, that modern scholarship and even clergy in the church will say, well, we really don't know. And, you know, these guys have master's degrees.
Right. The church has never condemned anybody. We've never
condemned
anybody.
I've heard that.
Not even Judas, right?
Yes.
With an underline.
And I got to tell them they're wrong. The perennial teachings of the church tell us that Judas is in hell. And I will say this, that when the church is strong and, you know, it has the church is at odds with the world, as this mm-hmm. scripture says. When the church is weak, when it's with the world. For example, right now, we have so many people that are so happy who are crazy liberal people and progressives that mm-hmm. love what the church is doing right now. They do. They think that, you know, we're inviting pro-abortion people into Rome for conferences,
right.
And that's being with the world. This is this, in my humble opinion, is a sign that the church needs reforming because of its consistency with the world. We're supposed to be at odds with the world. And I would just say this as a layman, that it's a sign of weak leadership in the church when we're with the world. I love some of the Holy Fathers that would say things like, like Pope Pius XI, you want me to be one with the world and change the church teachings? No, of course not. That's what our situation is. That's why we need to be praying for Holy Mother, the church, especially with our prayers, because our Amen. Leaders need those prayers. As a matter of fact, Matt, Thursday night, we pray from 7 to 9 on our knees before the Blessed Sacrament for the Pope, bishops, and all priests.
Well, that's, I was just going to say, it kind of flies in the face of the idea of accompaniment. Now, last time I looked, the office of the clergy, bishops and priests,
yeah.
to teach, govern, and sanctify, yeah. not to go along for the ride.
Well said, Matt. I'd like to bring the smartest guy into the role, talking about teaching and governing and sanctifying. Full Sheen ahead. Bishop Sheen says this 70 years ago. He said, wow. Moral principles do not depend on a majority vote. Wrong is wrong, even if everybody is wrong. Right is right, even if nobody is right. I think of the abortion issue.
Yeah.
Many people are going to have abortions because they say it's legal. See, that has no bearing on the fact that it's wrong. But for a lot of people, they say, well, if it's legal, it must be okay.
Right.
But that's not what Jesus Christ teaches.
Right.
And this is why our network is not about right versus left. It's right versus wrong. Black and white Catholicism. We don't have any gray areas, Matt, because the Catholic Church has taught for 2,000 years that life is sacred at every stage of life.
Amen.
So there you go, Matt. Hey, I want to remind everybody, Matt, you're going to be here for that dinner. We have a men's conference coming up on the 12th of June, right around the corner. And on the 11th, we're going to have a dinner with all of our radio hosts. And we have a mass at 5 o'clock. And that mass is going to be offered up for you, our monthly donors, and people who donate money to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. So if you haven't signed up for that, it's free for that Friday dinner. We're going to fill the bill because this is our way. Two things. One, we feed you spiritually, the holy sacrifice of the Mass.
Mm-hmm.
Two, grace builds on nature. We're going to give you a great meal. And I want to thank you for that. So call 877-526-2151 or go to VMPR.com. Org, and you can also sign up for the men's conference.
Right.
And Matt, this is something special. Bishop Joseph Strickland, who does the Bishop Strickland Hour here on our network, is sending us a video to show our people, because he can't make it physically, his love for St. Joseph and the role St. Joseph has in the family. So it's going to be a great conference.
Yeah, there's well, what a great year for oh, yeah. our, you know, our annual men's conference that the whole yep. church has been focused on St. Joseph and his role as father in the Holy Family.
And I want to thank Pope Francis for making it the year of St. Joseph, because we need that good fatherly leadership as spiritual fathers.
Amen.
When we come back, are you ready for this? Here in California, you know, we're kind of odd out here in California. Matt and I keep talking about getting out of here, but for some reason, the Lord says not yet.
Yes, I know. My father said back in the 60s, if you tilt the country to the left, every loose nut would roll into California.
God bless your father.
Just about right.
He's spot on, and I'm sure that was like 30, 40 years ago, too.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, we come back. The court permanently stops Governor Gavin Newsom from locking down churches. Can I give you a secret? Well, I'll wait till the end of the break. I'm going to give you a secret about our church. You think we locked our doors during the pandemic? When I come back, I'll tell you. I bet you can read my lips. Stay with us here on the Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. You can see Matt Arnold is filling in for Jess Romero. The name of this show I put was Stand Up for Your Faith. Boy, do we need to do that now.
Amen.
And I made a promise. I said at the end, I'd tell you what happened. With all the churches closing in California, we never closed our doors. We had people coming and praying before the Blessed Sacrament. They were crying because they couldn't get to see Jesus in the Eucharist, and we never closed our doors night or day. And yes, we did have to pay a price. The county of LA threatened $500 fines and plus other fines that we not shut our doors. But I'm still convinced that's an unjust law that they were giving, so I'm not going to pay attention to it. So the court finally agreed with our
position. Hey, Terry, I think it's important to at this moment,
tell me,
for
man.
People around the country that are listening, Sacred Heart Chapel is privately owned. It was originally the Sacred Heart Church, was built back in, 1910, 1911?
11, yep.
And then they built a new church across town back in the 50s or 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And closed this one down.
That's right.
For a while they rented it out to Eastern Rite.
That's right, Melkites and Maronites.
and it came into the hands of Catholic Resource Center back in the early 2000s, as I recall.
I think you're absolutely right.
And so we actually now are the home of an Anglican ordinariate parish. So, you know, it's not exactly part of the diocese. But all of the liturgies and everything that go on here are absolutely in communion with the local church and with the
Good
permission
point.
Of the local ordinary and all that. I just don't want anybody to get the impression that we have some kind of outlaw chapel.
No, we don't have an outlaw. As a matter of fact, Bishop David,
stretch of the imagination.
Lopes's picture is hanging along with Pope Francis in the vestibule of the church.
Right.
And so we are not part of the LA Archdiocese. As a matter of fact, I'll say it publicly: the local bishops. Bishop David O'Connell, auxiliary bishop, was delighted that we were still having confessions when the Diocese of L.A. said no confessions. We had hundreds of people coming on weekends. I would hire three priests to hear confessions all day long. And
which is awesome. And again, and the Anglican Ordinariate is not, they're not Anglicans. They are former Anglicans.
That's right.
Who have come
converts.
In full communion with the church.
Amen.
Just need to get all that.
No, that's important because of this article basically is saying that today, which was the other day, California District Court entered an order approving Liberty Council settlement of a lawsuit on behalf of Harvest Rock Church and Harvest International Ministry against.
Got to say, God bless our separated brethren on this one.
Absolutely. Yes, against Gavin Newsom, which is the governor of California, a full and final settlement was approved by the district court, thus in its first statewide permanent injunction. Isn't that interesting? The first time an injunction mm-hmm. in the country against COVID restrictions on churches and places of worship. Thanks be to God. Now, Matt, one interesting thing. Once it entered the district court, this full settlement will be the first statewide permanent injunction in the country, entire country. Mm-hmm. California's breaking ground with these restrictions. Under the statewide agreement, all California churches, which includes us, may hold worship, are you ready, without any discriminatory reactions. And here's, you know, like, for example, I'll just give you an example. Walmart can be open, but you can't go to church.
Right. You can go to a bar.
Yeah, but you can't go to church.
You can go buy marijuana.
Right. Strip clubs were open, but yeah, you can't go to church.
Yeah, but you can't go to church.
That's how bad it got, okay? So under this settlement, California will no longer impose discriminatory restrictions upon the houses of worship. Thank you. Yeah. The governor, I like this, hit him in the pocketbook. The governor must pay Liberty Counsel $1,350,000 to reimburse attorney fees and costs.
Can you believe that it costs that much to...
Yes, I can, to defend our rights.
And, well, of course, the scary thing is that's, you know, it's not... You say hit him in a pocketbook. I don't think that's coming out of Gavin Newsom's...
No, that's where I was going to go.
That's my tax dollars at work.
Yeah, and that's why he's being recalled right now for a lot of reasons here in California. And I would pray, even those who are out of California, please pray that he gets removed, because he's been nothing but trouble, not only to the churches,
right.
but to the
and,
private
you know,
sector.
As long as we're praying for him to be removed, let's pray that we're not going from the frying pan to the fire.
That's a good point.
Regard his replacement.
Right. So there you have it. This is an interesting article. Matt, I want to also mention that Newsom originally imposed the most severe restrictions on churches. He even restricted you, my wife, and Bible people from holding Bible studies in their home.
Right.
Can you imagine? But now after multiple...
I don't have to imagine, Terry. I lived through it.
Yeah, we live. It's been on our life story. Yes. Yeah. After multiple reprimands, the U.S. Supreme Court, including two on behalf of Harvest Rock Church, and Governor Newsom will be the first governor in America to permanently have an injunction against him on behalf of the House of Worships of the churches. So here's the interesting thing about it. We have to stand up for our faith. This is the message I got from this story,
right.
is that I'm going to say it, be honest with you. I was disappointed in the leadership of our Catholic churches in California. I'm going to be honest.
I'm sorry to say, yeah, they were ahead of the curve when it came to closing stuff down. Let's be honest.
Yeah, and they just went along with it. And I was so disappointed that we were more worried about our physical health than our spiritual health. Now, it was just this month, May 9th, okay, just mm-hmm. this month that mandatory attendance limits were lifted. I have a funeral going on in our chapel right at this moment. I got another mm-hmm. one this afternoon. And at the time, they were telling me, oh, you can only have 25% of capacity. Well, that got kicked down, and I got letters from the county of LA saying you're abusing the... I say this not a right. It was not a legitimate law, so we disregarded it.
Well, that's one of those things. I'm sorry. The Constitution provides us with the right. Thank you very much to assemble.
Exactly.
And how is it that is something that can be revoked, at will by, local government? It's something. If it weren't for the excuse of, the concern over contagion.
Mm-hmm.
People would never have gone along with this. I should hope that they would never have gone along with this.
I want to give a quote to the pastor. He said, this is a monumentous day for churches in America after nearly a year-long battle defending our religious freedoms. You got that right. Our lawsuit has reached a permanent settlement in our favor. I'm thrilled to see a complete reversal of the last discriminatory restrictions against churches in California. Knowing this case will act as a precedent, not only in our state, but also in our nation, we are incredibly grateful. I'll say the attorney's name, Matt Saver from Liberty Counsel, for the relentless support and fierce determination. That's what we have to have as Christians. These are Christian organizations. They fought for their rights. Most of all, we give glory to God for moving mightily in this historic season. See, it's all glory to God. Now, Liberty Counsel founder and chairman Matt Saver said, Governor Gavin Newsom's COVID restrictions intentionally discriminated against churches by providing preferential treatment to many secular businesses, and the Supreme Court intervened multiple times to give us relief. California may never again place discriminatory restrictions on churches and places of worship. So if we have another pandemic, we know now you can't tell us not to go to church.
Right.
And so we're grateful, he said. And I just wanted to give him credit again to our Protestant brothers, as you just said, Matt, because it wasn't the Catholics that really stood up to the government. And I believe right now, and the federal government is doing things like regarding abortion and making us want to pay for abortions. We have to say, not on our watch. We really, are you ready for this, Matt? I'm going to stand up. Do you see my shirt? It says Impeach 46. How about it? I know somebody at Home Depot said,
I outlined this to my wife weeks ago. I said, you know, it's like my fantasy football version of politics, that that Donald Trump, as a resident of Florida, would be, you know, would run for House of Representatives.
Yeah.
The Republicans would sweep the House, and then he would be elected Speaker, and the first thing he would do is impeach Joe Biden.
Yep. That's a good story.
And then two years later, he runs for president again.
Unbelievable.
I don't suspect that's going to happen. But
we have to stand up for life, and that's what we talked about yesterday.
That's
now, Matt, the next story, it's going to be a couple minutes in this segment, but we got one governor in California who's really liberal in his governing the state with abortion rights, paying for them. With churches being shut down, he got corrected. Now we have another example, except it's on the other side. Our good governor of Texas, Governor Greg Abbott, will sign a bill to ban abortions when the unborn baby's heartbeat begins. And this is the strongest bill in all 50 states. And I'll tell you why, because on Thursday they voted 18-12 to do this, as early as 6 weeks of pregnancy. A lot of women aren't even aware that they're pregnant
right.
at that time.
Right.
Right? I mean, you have six children. You know Betty and what she went through, and our six children. Pregnancy abortions once upon a... As early as 6 weeks of pregnancy by prohibiting abortion once the unborn baby's heartbeat is detectable. The legislation is going into effect September 1st. And Abbott said this, the governor, he supports the bill because he wants to make life better for every person in Texas. And he says, including children in the womb. I'd love to have him as my governor of my state.
Right. Amen.
And Matt, I'm going to continue on this, but I just want to say that isn't it nice to see, now this is Abbott, the Governor Abbott, I understand, is a Catholic from what Jess was telling me. He knows him. Mm-hmm. And to be able to stand up and protect even the unborn in his state, I'm sure he's going to take a lot of heat for doing this.
Oh, yeah. And it'll come from all quarters.
Yeah, all over the country.
Yeah, that's one of the things. This past Sunday
in
the extraordinary form, the gospel was our Lord talking about the promising the coming of the Holy Spirit. But he tells the apostles, he's telling them all these things about how they're going to face persecution because he doesn't want them to be scandalized. You know, and say, because here he's the death, the resurrection, it's all happened. Hardly anybody in the world knows about this. The people that do know about it, half of them are rejecting it or more, you know, and here's the apostles going, we've got this great message, but apparently all we're going to get is grief. And he's telling you that the Holy Spirit's going to come, he's going to give you strength to stand up to that persecution, and not to be scandalized by the fact that the world's going to be against you. And I think that was kind of reiterated in today's gospel.
Yeah.
We have to remember, you know, in the world, but not of the world. And that includes people who are in public life, in public office, and in business, in the academy, no matter what your vocation is, no matter what your calling is. You know, you don't get to be, as Bishop Sheen would say, a butt Catholic.
Yeah.
You don't get to say, I'm Catholic, but, you know, Joe Biden, I'm Catholic, but I don't care. You know, I'm going to have 100% a voting record for abortion and for funding it. You know, that's like,
makes sense.
That's not to be Catholic anymore.
Right.
You know, and here you have a governor who's using his position to actually do the right thing. You know, that needs to be, as we're doing, needs to be pointed out, needs to be celebrated.
In addition, the bill gives people the right to sue or file a civil litigation against the physicians who performed abortions after an unborn baby's heartbeat is detectable.
Wow.
Exceptions to the bill prohibit rape and incest. This is a great bill. Texas heartbeat bill is the strongest pro-life bill since Roe versus Wade. When we come back, I'm going to inspire you. Man, A mom cancels her abortion appointment after what? Sign from God. What is that? When we come back, we'll tell you. We're too blessed to be stressed, too anointed to be disappointed. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. Matt Arnold sitting in for Jesse. Jesse will be back on Friday. Just a tip, tomorrow I'll have Father Charles Murr with me, and we're going to be talking about the cancel culture, and there's several articles that we're going to be referring to on how to fight this. Matt Arnold, I mentioned at the end of this segment about a mom canceling her abortion appointment. Praise
God.
Yeah,
there's a good kind of canceling right
now. Yes, exactly. And she said this, that her name is Desiree Burgess. And she was single, unemployed, and just beating an alcoholic addiction. Mm. And she found out that she was pregnant. So she thought, well, I better set up an abortion. Well, the Epoch Times has this story. And I just want to give a plug to the Epoch Times. I read it. I want you to get a copy either online or in print. This is a new paper that I think has a lot of good information for us.
You know, the funny thing about Epoch Times, just real quick,
and
it's Epoch.
Epoch.
Yeah, E-P-O-C-H. Well, it's pronounced the same, but I don't want people looking for Epoch, E-P-I-C. You know, it's Epoch Times because of the epoch in which we live, right?
Yes.
But the point is, though, it's kind of a new paper, but it's also more like an old paper.
True.
You know, in the sense that they don't go in with the hard spin right or left. You know, and one of the few places where you can go and actually read a story and make up your own mind.
Well, here's what happened. She said, the night before my appointment, God worked a miracle in my life. Not a day goes by that I don't think about all that I almost missed out on. Her daughter, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's hard to even type, but I share this hopefully to inspire other people who are also having this kind of a hardship. God bless her. Now, this is 10 years ago, folks.
Mm-hmm.
She said that she started getting her life together again. She said she had just celebrated being sober, as you said, over alcohol. And she didn't have a job. She didn't have a husband. You know, things looked pretty bad. So she found out, hey, I'm going to just go ahead and, you know, get this appointment through. Now, she had grown up as in a Christian home. She felt convicted about abortion, but she said she scheduled it anyway because she felt like she didn't have any other way. But here's what happened. When her alcoholic anonymous sponsor suggested she take a break to relieve before committing this decision, which is good, right? Think about this. Desiree headed out to her parents' lake house. It was the day before she scheduled the abortion. It was reported by Live Action News, another great organization.
Mm-hmm.
Driving under a clear blue skies, Desiree glanced heavenwards. I told God that if I was supposed to keep this baby, he needed to send me a sign as clear as that sky, she recalled. Little did she know, two people were already at the lake house waiting to meet her. Desiree's parents had invited a middle-aged couple to talk to Desiree about her own painful abortion experience shortly after getting married. Wow. The couple's story was just one sign. God had spoken to her through a sermon at church that evening and later a voicemail from the abortion facility notifying her, just by coincidence, right, that her appointment would have to be delayed two more days. Wow. Then she said, those signs gave me peace, and she canceled her abortion appointment. Now, the pregnancy with her daughter, Hartley, was one of the most peaceful times of her life, she said. She said that her life began to turn around for her and her daughter. She began her own business, eventually got married. She said she decided to share this story to encourage others' mothers. She says, sometimes our pain wrecks us for good, she said. Who knows that this sweet angel would be exactly what I needed. She would be the inspiration behind my business, and God would use her to transform my life. And I have a picture of her with her 10-year-old daughter, sweet as ever, sitting her little 10-year-old daughter looking at her mother with love and devotion.
Yeah. You know, Terry, it's moving that she says that pregnancy mm-hmm. was one of the most peaceful times in her life. And you know where that comes from?
I do.
Yeah, that's the peace the world cannot give.
Yep.
It's the peace of mind that comes because you know deep down that you're doing the right thing.
Exactly.
You know, even if it's difficult, even if you have obstacles, doing the right thing, being right with God, that's what gives you the peace that people are looking for.
Absolutely. So these are stories that should inspire. And again, if people want to give these stories out to your friends, I have it at the LifeSite News. That's where I got this story. It's a beautiful testimony to share with people who are in similar circumstances. All right, we're going to shift gears because I got so much material here.
I know you do. Does the word overprepare mean anything?
Yeah, well, you and I both do that. In our blood. Matt, this is about the pastor who was released from jail. Why was he released from jail in Canada? Because he was holding church services. And so he's from Canada. Yeah, from Poland.
As bad as things were here, boy, the Canadians really.
It's even worse.
Yeah, it's kind of.
I mean, to send a SWAT team into your church, that would be like here at Sacred Heart Chapel. I'm sitting there praying, and the SWAT team comes and picks me up and takes me away.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's like,
I hope that doesn't happen.
It's like a movie.
Yeah. Well, he said that he's been targeted for months because he dared to open up his church and not turn anybody away from visiting his church. So the judge granted a warrant for the police to arrest him, and that's what happened. And he had a message for America. He said, I have this message. Would you please tell America to fight for their faith and don't give in? He said, all across the world, like in China, the communists have been targeting people for their faith. During the pandemic, the Communist Party used this as an excuse to even tear down churches.
Right.
He said, you know, as a pastor, I come from Poland where communism was reign, and I saw communism as a young boy, and I escaped it from Poland to come to Canada where he thought he would have more freedom. But he said, I escaped the tyranny of communism. I came to Canada. They offered me freedom, but here it seems like it's no freedom now. He said, he wanted to warn the United States as he and others have become political prisoners in Canada. He said, my message to you, Terry, Matt, and all of America is watch what's happening here because it's coming your way unless you rise up and stand up and fight for your rights. Well, Pastor, we just did that in California with our churches, standing up to the governor, and we won. I'm sorry to hear Canada is not doing that, but I believe his message is loud and clear that we have to stand up. We can't be quiet when it comes to our rights about worshiping Jesus Christ.
Amen. You know, Terry, back years ago, it was during the Obama administration, I don't know, 10 years ago, I was in Germany and in Bavaria.
Oh, my God.
It was very beautiful, and I was speaking to, several days at a conference that was held in a medieval monastery.
Oh, I love it.
Okay, Etel, Germany. And you know, thankfully Betty was able to come with me because it's absolutely, you know, I mean, it's like going to fairy tale land. I couldn't go, I could not take her, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, that whole medieval aspect of it was very,
I bet,
you know, important to me. But while we were there, an old, old German woman came up to me and took me by the arm and said, you know, you stand up for your faith, says, because I see what's happening in your country right now, and it reminds me of what was happening in Germany when I was a little girl.
Prophetic.
Yeah, and so again, that kind of this warning that he has for America, you know, other people, they see it. People who have gone through this stuff, Bishop Schneider, Athanasius Schneider, right? He went through a similar experience. So, you know, yeah, it's really important that we listen to these people. Remember, the church is the church everywhere, not just here.
And I think that we have to just get up off our coffee tables, or I should say couches, not coffee table, off our couches, and speak up, because silence is what they're counting on. They're counting on us to be silent as Christians and just go wherever they lead us.
All that it takes for evil men to triumph is for good men to say nothing.
Yeah, that's pretty much it right now. All right, well, we'll pray for him and pray for all of Canada that can be restored. Our next topic, I think we're going to get to them all, I can't believe it, is about Arizona Senate passing a bill giving parents final say over their kids' sex education. And in California, that got rejected, if I recall. It's horrible here. But senators passed HB 2035 today with party lines, vote 16-13. The new bill addresses concerns raised by the governor in his veto letter and codifies an executive order in enduring age-appropriate sexual abuse preventions can still be taught to younger grades. So basically what is happening here is parents are saying, wait a minute, not on my watch. If I don't want my kids to have this information, then we can't. And I believe that parents are the role models, and the church does too, mm-hmm. on giving your children this information when you deem right. As a matter of fact, I have a line. They're going to get this information eventually, but don't let your kids get it on the street.
Right.
Get it from mom and dad showing the beauty of what God's creation is when right. it comes to our sexuality.
Sure, put it in its proper context.
That's right.
And yeah, that's the thing that the Catholic Church has been very adamant in modern times mm-hmm. to say that parents are the primary
that's right,
educator.
Primary.
Even if you send your kids to Catholic school or to public school or whatever, you remain the primary educator, and not just in religion, but in all areas.
I totally agree with that. And so, again, it seems that there's a thread through our show today, Matt, and that mm-hmm. is people standing up for their rights.
Right.
And it seems that maybe this is what we needed. I don't want to say it needed, but it's happening, where evil is abounding in our government. When you can kill the defenseless baby that is innocent and mm-hmm. saying that we want to codify Roe versus Wade, we want to make sure that millions of babies are going to continue to be murdered in their womb. That's evil, and we have mm-hmm. to stand up to that. I think it's 64 million babies since Roe versus Wade
wow.
that they know of.
That
okay?
is an incredible amount.
Yes.
That's
and
insane.
So I think about it, Matt. I know when we come back, I'll have another topic, but I want to just bring this up. When we have our exit interview, as Jesse likes to say it, I'm convinced, a good pro-life priest from Priest for Life told me this, that part of your exit interview is, what did you do to the least of my brothers?
Mm-hmm.
And that is the unborn. Did you go out and defend them? Or did you say, doesn't affect me, I'm okay with it. Mm-hmm. Just, as long as you keep getting my money from the government, I was comfortable. I hope that you don't say that. I hope you yeah. say, dear Lord, I did the best through my prayers, my voting. I tried to vote with a pro-life mindset. And I hope you hear, good and faithful servant. I'm on in, baby. that's my language.
Yes,
hey,
your paraphrase.
To paraphrase what our Lord said. Hey, when we come back, I got a story about a pro-life man who defended life at the abortion clinic. You think it would be unborn babies? No, it was mama. Wait till you hear the story on this. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. Matt Arnold is filling in for Jesse. I don't normally take a lot of calls, but if you want to call us with a quick question or comment about any of the topics, you can call us at 888-526-2151. The story I have is, a pro-life sidewalk counselor is being credited with saving a woman's life after stopping a man who was firing a gun at her Saturday morning outside the abortion facility.
Oh, boy.
And guess where? San Antonio, Texas.
Wow.
So the News 4 reported that a male pro-life advocate pulled out his pistol and fired at the shooter, possibly wounding him before the shooter fled the scene. And he said, he quoted, that he told the person that was shooting the gun, drop your weapon. And he didn't drop the weapon. He starts shooting at the guy. He returns fire and says, yeah, no, guy, you're going down.
Hmm.
And why I say this, Matt, is this man was praying at the clinic to pray for the end of abortion and give women alternatives for life. And here he is packing, having a firearm, and he legally had that gun. I want to ask you, Matt, the moralist, because I think that the man did a wonderful job protecting life. And I want to give the distinction between innocent life and life that is threatening someone, that we have a moral obligation to defend life. And what he did was within Catholic circles.
Well, you know, it's very clear in Catholic teaching, most especially, I mean, you get to the look at the Catechism, the Council of Trent, Council of Trent had to say about the Ten Commandments.
Right.
And that there are legal means of slaying that are not murder.
Right.
Obviously, thou shalt not kill forbids the crime of murder. It forbids abortion. It forbids the direct taking of an innocent life, right? Even your own.
Right.
You can't kill yourself.
Nope.
This is an offense against the Fifth Commandment. But in an act of self-defense, in defending another, in when it comes to punishing criminals, those are all in the right circumstances, legitimate means.
That's right.
You know, and obviously this man, he didn't go to the abortion clinic that day with the intent to shoot someone.
Nope.
Right? He was there just trying to defend the life of that poor woman. And you know, the way you lay it out, it's very much, you know, I come from a long line of cowboys, okay, and lived in Texas for a time, mm-hmm. and I can tell you that that's, you know, this man is, you know, he's there having his girlfriend have an abortion in the first place.
Yeah, really.
Gets into an altercation with her and decides that she's got to die along with the baby.
Yeah.
Pulls out the gun, starts shooting at her, and our friend takes his gun out and, first off, tells the fellow to stop.
Drop your weapon.
Right? And then the fellow opens fire on him, and it's only at that point that he returns fire. So you see that he's not, you know, his approach was commensurate with what was happening.
Proportionate.
Yeah, proportionality is very much the key, that your response be proportionate to the threat.
That's right.
And here the threat was clearly lethal, that he was trying to shoot this woman, and you know, you shoot somebody, and the chances of them dying from that are pretty good.
Yeah, and this is why I consider him as a hero in my book.
Mm-hmm.
I think about this, Matt, even in our own lives as fathers. Here it is, St. Joseph's year. If someone came into the Arnold home to do harm to Betty and your children, you have a moral obligation to stop them. And
yes.
If that meant shooting them, well, that's proportionate measures. He was coming to harm you, and you have to defend your family. And Matt, just a quick comment. Friday's show, I made that analogy for our priests and bishops as spiritual leaders and spiritual fathers in our family, the bride of Christ, the church. I asked the Pope, the bishops, priests to lay their lives down for the flock, because the flock is being attacked by wolves,
mm-hmm.
as we said in the first reading of Mass. So it's nothing new. We've been attacked before.
Right.
But the key is that our bishops, our Holy Father, and priests have a role to lay their lives down, just like you as a father for your family and a father for me, for my family. We can't look the other way and just go along with the system when lives, especially spiritual lives, the salvation of souls, which is the number one thing we need to do when it comes to our church leaders, that's more important than my physical health.
Amen. You know, Terry, we put this in the context of abortion, because it would happen at an abortion clinic.
That's right.
Just talking about the pro-life,
yes.
before the break. And I just wanted to mention there's a book out called Them Before Us.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Them Before Us is the antidote to a selfish, adult-centered culture. And it really is kind of reframing the issues of marriage and children from the standpoint of, you're never going to believe it, doing what's right for the kids.
Yeah.
Not making them suffer because you're trying to do what you think is right for you. Right, to be less self-centered. And the idea that this is some kind of radical concept just tells you kind of how far we've strayed from the foundation of our own civilization.
Yeah.
It was, in fact, love of neighbor. It was caring about other people. That's how Christianity transformed the world.
That's right.
And of course, the world is not at all cognizant of the fact that they owe all of their ideas about right and wrong and the rest of it to the Catholic Church.
Well said, Matt. Yeah. Well said. Matt, before I ask you about your program that's coming on after the Terry and Jesse show, can you share with our listeners all the ways they can listen, not only our app, but all the venues that people, because your wife, Betty, handles all of our computer stuff when it comes to the app. Why don't you share a little bit with how people can continue to hear us?
Absolutely. I think it's super important. If you happen to be listening now live or recorded or whatever on a radio station, you're not going to get the next VMPR program necessarily, right? So here on Virgin Most Powerful, my program, No Nonsense Catholic, is coming up next. And if you would like to listen to that, I'm not advocating that you turn off your local Catholic radio.
No, no.
But if you'd like to hear
the
program, and you can hear it at your leisure. That's correct, because we're podcasting, and those podcasts are available on virtually every podcast platform. You can search for Virtual Spiral Radio or for the title of any of the of our programs. And also, we have our own Virgin Most Powerful Radio app that you can download for, to your smartphone from virginmostpowerfulradio.org or simply vmpr.org. Also, the programs, audio and video, are archived on the website.
Yeah, that's
I mean, you can watch us live. If you want to see the video, you can watch us live on Rumble. Mm-hmm. And we post the programs, the separate programs on Rumble, but they're also available right on the website. So you can go to vmpr.org. And there's a tab that says Our Shows, drop-down menu, and you can pick the show you want to look at. And it's updated every day with the audio and video for all of the programs.
Well said.
No excuse not to watch the VMPR shows.
Awesome, Matt. Before I ask you about your program, I want to give a plug. One of our guys here, Anthony, started putting a new YouTube channel up called Full Sheen Ahead. So if you like to hear all the quotes from Fulton Sheen all at once, you can get that on YouTube, Full Sheen Ahead, and we'll be doing that as of last week, so you can share that with your friends. So Matt, I want to ask you, for those who can stay on by using the app or other means to listen to your show, what are you speaking about today? What's the topic?
Well, my topic today is it possible, can you be spiritual but not religious?
Oh, we've heard that. Oh,
yeah, we hear that quite a bit. You know, and it's really about the importance of catechesis. Also, going to have a special guest, Mr. Aaron Seng of a new nonprofit, relatively new nonprofit called Tradivox.
Oh, good.
Is going to be on to share about their mission, which is actually they're republishing and reprinting old catechisms.
Awesome.
In a way that'll be indexed. So ultimately, when they're finished, there's going to be something like a traditional Catholic Google, where you'll go to be able to hear everything, you know, important that was ever taught about any particular, you know, subject at hand.
Wow.
It's quite a big project, and they're taking it on very seriously, and it's an important thing because catechesis is so important. You know, I ask, can you be religious but not spiritual? The question has to be, what is religion?
Yes.
How many Catholics do you know that could even answer that question? If you said to them, can you, in 5 minutes or less, explain to me what is religion?
Yeah,
I think you'd get a lot of blank stares.
You would.
It's pretty important that we be able to, know those basics of our faith.
Well said. And I want to make another plug for the men's conference. It's coming up 3 weeks, June 12th, here at the Sacred Heart Chapel. Jesse Romero, Eddie Chavez will be here. We have a special presentation by Bishop Joseph Strickland. And for those who don't know who Bishop Strickland is, he's the Bishop of Tyler, Texas. He's the most outspoken bishop in the entire country, and here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio, we have him on every week after the Terry and Jesse show, every Tuesday, or you can go to vmpr.org and listen to some of his shows. This man is holding nothing back. He tells it like it is, and it's refreshing to hear a bishop speak so plainly so clearly about our perennial teachings of the Catholic Church. So if you want to get to that Catholic Men's Conference, sign up, go to vmpr.org, go ahead and call either 877-526-2151. There are people on the lines that can register for the men's conference. Also, the 11th, we have a special dinner for our monthly donors. Matt, why don't you tell everybody what happens when you give at least $25 or more each month?
Well, you know, you have you become part of our 25 or more monthly donor program, and we have special... there's a number of special things you're entitled to in regard to the conferences and whatnot. But every month we provide our monthly donors, our 25 and over monthly donors, with exclusive content that they are able to. And it's good stuff. And from a wide range, too. It's not just, our programs, which anyone can access, but special things that we've recorded and especially, it's Bishop Sheen. It's
Dr. Hahn.
Yes. It's some of these big names. In
Jeff Cavins.
Right. And so you've got access to really, really terrific information and it's yours whenever you want it 24 hours a day.
And you can purchase that same information for hundreds of dollars a month. Yeah. Every month, go buy it. But why buy it?
That's right. Why? When you get it
for 25 or more, and then you know you're supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio. I'm going to be honest with you. We're on some networks, but in the old days, three years ago, we were on a national feed. But what happened? We spoke too clearly. That's why people support us for that reason. We're not right versus left. We're right versus wrong here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Matt Arnold is up next here on Virgin Most Powerful Radio.
Yes, invite you to tune into the stay with us for No Nonsense Catholic and our special guest, Mr. Aaron Tseng.
Great. And Matt, I want to thank you for taking the time. You got 2 hours straight of Catholic radio. You're a good man.
I love it.
And I know you do. And I want to ask you a question that you probably have the right answer, I hope. Matt Arnold, what state should we be living in, brother?
Oh, that would be the state of, not the state of confusion.
No.
But the state of grace.
Yeah, not the state of California or Arizona or Texas. The state of grace. How do you do that? By living in the presence of God, staying close to Jesus, staying close to the sacraments. If you need someone to tell you to get the confession, go to confession. Make that call to the parish right now. If you're here at Sacred Heart Chapel, come on Saturdays at 3:30 in the afternoon before a 5 o'clock Mass. Come on Sunday morning at 6:45 in the morning. We'll do it always. God love you. Full steam ahead.